Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning, Robin Frua, the Executive Director of Longview Community Ministries. Good morning, Robin.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Now, if you're a big fan of In Focus, and I know we have just so many, and we're so thankful for them. This is maybe the third or fourth time we've visited with you in the last 4 or 5 years, so a lot of our listeners probably familiar. We had one of your, actually, your director of development, Fred Ayers, I think, came in the last couple of times.
Right.
So familiar turf, but there is always new information, and information that you just can't repeat too often because it is so important to the community. Let's get a little bit of background, history, and mission, and all that sort of thing about Longview Community Ministries.
Sure. We were formed back in 1985, and the beginnings of LCM came about because there were so many families in that area that were looking for assistance, either food or financial assistance. And really, the only way they knew how to get that was to go from church to church asking for help. Whether it's a trip to the grocery store or help to pay an electric bill, whatever that was, families, you know, that was really the only resource there was back in the 80s. So what we're looking at now is that was 35 years ago, and LCM has just evolved into so much more than that. The forming of our organization was a collaboration between church pastors, community leaders in Longview, who really saw a need to have one central location where they could send those families so that they could be best served, and there could be some accountability, and there would be no duplication of services and that sort of thing. So that was really the fundamental beginnings of our organization, you know, 35 years ago.
And you've come a long way since then. And for those in our listening audience, and there are many who are familiar with the Tyler organization, PATH, just in case you're learning about Longview Community Ministries for the first time, a lot of similarities. The history is a little bit different, but it offers a very similar range and variety of services, and it has grown by leaps and bounds, I'm sure, in those 35 years since you first got off the ground. Now, you have several funding sources, and I guess the big one, and you have a lot of them, but the big one, I guess, is that you're a United Way agency, have been for a good while, and I believe you said you have 8 programs with the Greater Longview United Way.
Yes, that's correct. We are a partner agency of the Greater Longview United Way, and I always like to say that we could not do all that we do without the United Way, and you know, a good portion of our budget every year comes from the success of the United Way campaigns that are going on. And so we really rely on that, as well as other grants that we apply for annually, and also just private donations, church contributions, tithing, and you know, businesses that will partner with us as well. And just so I'm clear, churches, one of the big things that churches in Longview do for us very consistently are food drives. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when churches or businesses actually cannot contribute on a monetary level, they do like to participate in a monthly food drive just to, you know, go ahead and help us stock our shelves in our food pantry.
Sure.
Being the largest food pantry in Longview, we serve about almost 3,200 families every year, which is about between 23,000 and 25,000 boxes of food go out every year out of our food pantry. So that's really the most popular service that we provide, and that is our first United Way program. It receives the most funding. Just about anyone who comes to LCM is always going home with a box of food, even if they've come in for other programs such as rental assistance. We have an emergency rent program where a family can come in and apply, and they will see an interviewer, talk about their situation, and apply for rental assistance on an emergency basis. Our second rental program is called IHAP, and it's incremental housing assistance program. And it is a collaboration, is what I like to think of it as pairing education with financial assistance. Mm-hmm. And that's a really big thing also for the United Way. When someone comes in and is needing assistance, and for this particular program, it's a four-month rental assistance program. What we have them sign up for this by signing a contract and agreeing that acceptance of the money by the property owner for a partial payment of rent, they will come in and take a class, either at our facility or one off-site or even online. And once they participate in a class, for example, money management, Money Smart is an online FDIC program that can be completed, saving on utilities, things of that nature, also computer skills, those kinds of things that help those who struggle with budgeting and all, to help them see how to best allocate money to rent, utilities, food, and that sort of thing. So that United Way program is probably second in popularity. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of people coming in looking for help with rent or mortgage assistance.
Or mortgage assistance, yes. Too. Okay. Right. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Robin Frua, Executive Director of Longview Community Ministries, and we want to make sure people know how to find you. If you want to drop something in the mail the old-fashioned way, it's P.O. Box 1023. You're physically located at 506 North 2nd Street, which is just on the edge of downtown, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Longview, Texas, 75606, in case you're interested in the zip code. Phone number, 903-753-3561. From time to time, you may want to fax something over, and that's 903-753-0515. On the web at longviewcommunityministries.org, email is info@longviewcommunityministries.org, and you do have a Facebook page, and we'll probably review some of that a little bit later on during the show. Now, the people you serve, you want to serve as many people as possible, but you've got to draw the line somewhere. You serve people in the Longview zip code area, which includes the city of Longview and some of the environs, I take
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Okay. Now, running down, we already did some of this, but as far as some of your programs are concerned, now the first stop that people generally make when they come by to see you is going to be at the Family Service Center. What happens when they make that first drop in and go to that Family Service Center?
Well, that is our central location that where registration would begin, basically.
Uh-huh.
So what we do is we have family or individuals come in to the service center, and they'll provide their name and date of birth, either with an ID or, you know, verbally. And we look them up in a database that we have called Charity Tracker, and that's where we keep all the information on the services we provide and who they're provided for. And that also serves, I'll throw this in, it also serves as our checks and balances, in that mm-hmm. funding sources are always wanting to see, and you know, where the money's going, statistics on how many people we're helping with each program.
Yeah.
But so that first registration, that first visit, is when we would get all of the demographics from each individual or head of household. And then once we get that into our system, then they can apply for whatever help they're needing. The majority of people we see are coming in with a request for food, and in order to get that, they do have to show proof of Longview residency, whether it be their ID or in a utility bill, piece of mail, a prescription, something that has their name and their address. We also provide food for the homeless or transients, people who may be just, moving through Longview on their way to another destination. And we give out transient bags to those people. So when someone comes in and says, I'm hungry, I'm homeless, I have no way to cook, then we would give them a bag of, or actually we can give them two bags of food per month. And those would be foods that are what we would call convenience foods, pop tops, things that don't have to be heated in order to be eaten. You can eat it on the street.
Okay. Again, talking to Robin Frua, Executive Director of Longview Community Ministries. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. How do people find you? Probably in the usual ways. They drop in. They call. They're referred, I guess, in a number of instances.
Right, right. A lot of our partner churches, like I had talked about, our beginnings were basically when the folks would go to churches looking for assistance. So now when they do go there, they'll send them our way. And so probably the majority of our referrals come from them or from other social service agencies or government agencies.
All right. Churches, looking at your website, I was kind of, I think I've researched your agency at least three or four times for this show. And every time I do, I'm floored by the sheer number of local church partners you have. Obviously, the spiritual religious community in Longview has long since really, really bought into this.
Oh, yes, definitely. We've probably partnered with every church in Longview at some point in time, some more than others. Some would be, you know, on a monetary basis, and others, like I said, doing food drives and or maybe coat drives for our annual Coats for Kids event or, you know, just finding all kinds of ways. And we have a large, large portion of our volunteer base coming from our partner churches, especially with our Meals with Love program, which is one of our 8 United Way programs.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute, but let's talk food for just a moment.
Sure.
You already did a little bit. You have the, I think you mentioned you have the largest food pantry in Longview, and you helped almost 3,200 people last year. That comes out to about, 21,000 boxes all told. And so that's obviously one of the services you provide. There's also Meals with Love, and this is it's like Meals on Wheels, but it doesn't operate under that name. It just kind of operates the same way, I understand.
That's right. So Meals with Love, it came about, of course, through Meals on Wheels, which we're no longer associated with. We have started our own program and partnered with another local organization, Newgate Mission. And the partnership consists of us purchasing noon meals from their kitchen. And what we're doing is we have a huge volunteer base of about 300 church groups that take turns monthly delivering meals, and we deliver Monday through Friday. We'll do a noon meal, and one of the big bonuses of the purchasing from Newgate is the quality and the quantity of our meals has greatly increased. So a lot of times our seniors find that they can have two meals out of the one that's delivered to their doorstep. And Meals with Love is probably, it's really grown in popularity, of course, since we've started the Newgate, the partnership. But I think one of the biggest benefits of Meals with Love is the contact that the volunteers have with the shut-ins, with those who are severely disabled, who absolutely cannot cook for themselves and have no family. They look forward so much to that daily visit from the volunteer and from, of course, the fabulous food. But it's just also peace of mind for family members who may be out of town to know that someone is going by and checking on their parent or their uncle or whoever it may be. And one of the great things too is that we do have a good rapport with those who can go if we do need to call a welfare check or something, or to have someone checked on. It's great to know that we've got so many people who are there to help with that.
Based on, I think, what we've discussed when we've had you or Fred Ayers on the show in the past and other Meals on Wheels programs, it can literally be a lifesaver. There are stories of your program or programs similar to it where somebody drove up and the person was under some kind of distress and they were able to call 911 or ambulance or whatever.
Or if they don't answer the door, that can be a big sign that something just isn't right when you've gone to them every day, and one day they don't answer, then you know that it's time to intervene and check on them.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Robin Frua, Executive Director of Longview Community Ministries. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Contact info time again. Funny how that sneaks up on you. 506 North 2nd Street is the physical location, just on the fringes of downtown Longview. And phone number is 903-753-3561. You can also fax to 903-753-0515. Easy to find on the web. Lots of information on there, by the way. LongviewCommunityMinistries.org. Info at LongviewCommunityMinistries.org if you want to send an email. And there is a Facebook page as well. Moving along to the dental clinic. Since, I believe, 2018, the dental clinic has been in your building in Longview. It was in a different location earlier, mm-hmm. or how's
well,
that work?
Well, we had, goodness, years ago, it had been in a local church, and then it started moving around the community into volunteer dental offices.
Uh-huh.
So a local dentist would volunteer his office, and everyone would go there, and just in different parts of the city. The problem with that is that not all of our families that needed the dental services may be able to have transportation to get to different parts of Longview. And there sometimes was confusion as to, where it would be that month. And because we are having a clinic once a month, sometimes twice a month, just about every month of the year, it really became important to center the services at our location, because that did several things. The access to the clinic became easier for our clients, and they knew exactly where to go each month. And it also, we ended up turning a lot of our offices into little dental clinics. So we've got three operatories. We have a separate area for our sterilizers, and then we have a separate room for a Penno x-ray machine that was donated by a local dentist. And the majority of our equipment is, of course, used, but still in good working condition. But out of the generosity of local dentists in Longview, Texarkana, Shreveport, and through Patterson Dental Supply, who does so much work for us and gives us great prices on our supplies, we're able to see over 20 patients every month. And we've been doing extractions, but very excited to say that we're now starting to do fillings as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Any kind of vetting process that people have to go through to be seen at the dental clinic?
Yes, sir. So dental clinic falls under our financial assistance.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little bit different than our food assistance that only requires proof of residency.
Right.
So for any financial assistance, which would be the rent, utilities, prescriptions, dental clinic, Meals with Love, they would need to come in to register with their proof of residency, but they need a photo ID of some kind,
mm-hmm.
Proof of income for their household, their main source of income, and also social security cards for all members of the household.
Mm-hmm.
They would come in for an interview. We would do a brief medical assessment, just assessing the pain and suffering, what's going on with them orally, and then that would get faxed over or emailed over to the dental coordinator, and they would get set up for an appointment at the dental clinic.
All righty. The Learning Lab, this is where instructors teach healthy life skills, computer skills, money management. I'm sure there's a lot going on with that.
Oh, definitely. So the Learning Lab is open to the public, of course. We do have a computer set up for anyone who needs to use them. And we do have online classes available. Like I talked about before, Money Smart, which is through FDIC, is always available. And it can, if someone's not physically able to come to a class that we're providing with local professionals who teach for us once a month, then they can come on in and use our computer or do it at home. And because several of our programs do require that educational component to receive the financial assistance. So it's really a big thing for us, as well as with the United Way.
Okay. One of the things that jumps out at me about this, along with computer skills, that's always real important in this mm-hmm. day and age, but money management, something that kind of flies below the radar with a lot of folks, healthy life skills. A lot of people just assume that people should know certain things about how to behave in public, mm-hmm. how to apply for a job, how to put a resume together, how to operate a household. But a lot of people just don't have that knowledge, and I guess this is where you come in with that healthy life skills component.
Right. So healthy life skills, you know, it can range anywhere from, like you were talking about, just, you know, social skills, but also social media skills, which we're all learning about. The group that we're using for not only that healthy living class, but also our medication education, are the UT Tyler nursing students.
Mm-hmm.
So they are coming in 2 to 3 times a month. And for our prescription assistants, if someone is getting ongoing assistance each month with their prescriptions, we're requiring them to take an annual medication education class or the healthy living class, which is taught by the nursing students. And that way, you know, they can learn about their illness, the symptoms that they're having, talk about that, the side effects of any medications they're taking, mm-hmm. drug interactions. A lot of times we will find that some of our clients who are receiving prescriptions from several different doctors, they're not realizing that some of the medications, you know, can be causing them to have some problems. So many times these nursing students who are learning are you know, also providing a really, really good education on those sorts of things. Healthy living is also one thing that they teach. And like you said, that is a big component of that as well is recognizing healthy relationships, recognizing abusive situations and that sort of thing. So those things can be very, mm-hmm. very important, especially in this day and age where we're seeing the sex trafficking and all of those things that are going on in our communities.
You bet. Robin Frewer, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Robin's the Executive Director of Longview Community Ministries. You can reach Longview Community Ministries at 903-753-3561, on the web at longviewcommunityministries.org, also on Facebook and the physical location, 506 North 2nd Street. Volunteers, just, it's the same song, different verse. Agencies like mm-hmm. yours cannot exist without volunteers, and you certainly encourage people to apply, and I believe there is an application process.
Yes, there is. So on our website at longviewcommunityministries.org, on our documents page, we do have our volunteer application that can be printed out and either emailed, faxed, or snail mailed to us or dropped off at the office. We're open from 9 to 12:30 Monday through Friday. So anyone that would like to volunteer is free to fill out their application and turn it in, and then we will get back in touch with them. And I just wanted to say also, we see a lot of parents who are wanting to instill that volunteerism value into their children. And so we do encourage parents, when they do volunteer, they're welcome to bring their children. Of course, children under 15 have to be supervised, and sometimes they're not always as excited as their parents are about it. But you know, sometimes when we get them early, we can they see that it's work, but it's good work. And so we do encourage that. We have a lot of youth groups from churches, local schools will bring in a class and do all kinds of work, especially in our food box. It's very physically demanding at times,
right.
And those young people are very, very helpful in climbing ladders and putting cases of canned goods away. So volunteering at LCM is basically what keeps us going. We have a very small staff, and they do so much, but our volunteers are incredible. Mm-hmm. They come in, a lot of them come in every single week on the same day. They're there from 9 to 12:30, and it's it's almost like their job. They may be retired, but volunteering has become a big part of their life a lot of times.
I wanted to mention something else one more time. Your hours are 9 to 12:30 Monday through Friday, and I'm sure that that's what works best for you and for your clients. Mm-hmm. But people who are used to an 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 schedule, they need to keep that in mind if they want to come by to see you. You need to come by between 9 and 12:30.
Yeah. But one of the things we offer, and some may not know about this, is that if they're unable to come in when we're open, they can always, we have a permission form where they can designate another individual that can come in on their behalf and apply for any of our services. As long as that person can give us, you know, the person's information, demographics, that kind of thing, household members, and bring in all of their paperwork, they can apply for any of our programs for them, of course, if they're at work. We can also do a phone interview, but we would need, like I said, the documentation of those required things that we need for financial assistance.
Okay. We talked about the United Way. I know you have grants, donations from churches and from individuals. I believe there may be as many as 3 different online donation options.
Yes.
And certainly just another opportunity here to let people know that you are very, very, very happy to receive any type of financial donations whatsoever. Check that website, longviewcommunityministries.org, for more information. But as far as special events that are fun and also involve people donating, touch a truck, feed a family. It's a pretty good ways off, but it's never too early to mention these things. October 3rd, 2020 at Longview Mall. What goes on with that one?
Well, that is our most popular activity of the year. Historically, I believe we're in the 11th or 12th year, and we had previously held it at the Grigg County Fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
We found that Longview Mall was such a fabulous central location and had such an awesome parking area where we could put our vehicles. That became a very easy partnership last year. We estimated about 2,500 people coming in to the main parking entrance into Longview Mall, and we had, I believe, around 38 different vehicles for children and families to interact with, anywhere from fire trucks, SWAT vehicles, limousines, antique cars, dump trucks, cranes, school bus, the city bus. I mean, we had every vehicle you can imagine.
Whoa.
They're on display, and they're fully accessible, and the kids have a fabulous time climbing up in the fire truck and tooting the horn and watching the guys rappel, you know, down off the huge ladder. So we had the big ladder truck. So it was a really fun event, and the way that we bring in our funds is through sponsorships of that event. So we will begin hunting for sponsors to help us with the costs of that that event. It's definitely family friendly. We do have other organizations who join in and set up tables. We do have vendors. We invite food trucks. So it's just a lot of fun. Face painting, you know, games, all the family fun stuff is going to be there.
Are you taking sponsorships now, or will you be soon?
We will take them anytime, at any point.
I kind of figured.
Yes. So we'll really gear up more in the summer, but of course, we actually have already gotten a sponsorship, so we are available anytime to take
those. Very good. And one more thing as we sort of move into the last couple of minutes of the show, Coats for Kids. Now, donations in October, distribution comes up November 14th of 2020, and that's a familiar program as well in Tyler and in Longview and other communities too, but tell us how it works in Longview.
Well, we've been doing this for many, many years, and it's probably the second most popular thing that we do, and of course, it is when a child or a whole family of children need a warm coat for the winter, and it is absolutely free. So one of the things that our multitude of volunteers do, as soon as school is out all over the Longview area, they will go to the schools to pick up the lost and found coats. And we all know how our kids are notorious for leaving their coats at school and not having a clue where they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And even to get a child to wear a coat sometimes is difficult. But that is a big thing that our volunteers do. And we hold those coats until October because that's when the big public push is for the whole community to go, you know, do their cleaning out of closets and see what coats don't fit their children. And they take them to participating dry cleaners in the Longview, Kilgore, and White Oak area. And they will, those dry cleaners graciously clean them for free for us.
And then as we get ready to wrap up the show, I got to keep this short, but long story short, distribution is November 20th of 2020.
That's
and
right.
You can find out more by just getting in touch with Longview Community Ministries. Website is longviewcommunityministries.org. We're out of time, but Robin Frew, Executive Director of Longview Community Ministries, thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you so much, John. I always enjoy talking with you.
You bet. Me too. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Thanks, Robin. See you next week on In Focus.